Rural members of the House, alarmed by both the fraud case emerging in East Central Missouri and the grain elevator bankruptcy in Northwest Missouri, quickly put together legislation to address the issue. A bill increasing the bond required of grain dealers and elevators and making a misdemeanor for a licensed grain dealer to act outside the scope of her license passed the House, but failed to move in the Senate. House Speaker Ron Richard, a Republican from Joplin, says the case has raised questions he believes need to be addressed.
We want accountability and make sure if people are out selling or buying grain that they actually are doing it, that are insured, bonded.
Richard had said he would appoint a task force to study the problem. Now that federal and state criminal charges have been filed against Kathy Giesecker of Martinsburg, he says he would like to see the case work its way through the legal process before considering appointing a task force. Richard expects to gather rural legislators together during the veto session in September to discuss whether a task force should be formed.
Now, I'll probably wait till veto session and have a meeting with all the ag guys and say, where do we go from here? Do you think is necessary? So,
along with the Giesecker case, the Gallatin Grain Company went bankrupt in February. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.